We are joined in the studio by Eagles wide receiver Marvin McNutt, one of 15 Eagles this season to make his debut in the NFL, and it came Sunday against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And look, for guys who have been stars since they were 6 years old, okay, to get back on the field after three quarters of a season of not playing, man, what a thrill, huh?
Oh, of course, it was such a thrill to really get back out there and to be a part of what the Eagles have been doing this season, and just really, you know, doing something extra on the field rather than just in practice, it definitely felt good.
I mean, was it like your first game in college?
That's exactly what it kind of was. Yeah. I mean, you have those whole feelings of not knowing what to expect, how fast the game pace is compared to, you know, like preseason or practice. So then you also have those things like, you know, how do other guys play, you know, and it really just, you know, getting in groove with the quarterback. So it was a lot of things kind of flowing through your head in that first play or first couple plays.
What were you like in the first play? Making sure you don't jump early? The very first one.
The very first play, I was making sure I didn't jump early, make sure I saw the ball, wasn't too late off the ball, and really just make sure my assignment was done. And actually my first play got the pass thrown to me deep, so it was kind of all like, okay, here's your chance, go after it.
Yeah, on all three of the targets that you had, Marvin, you were open. I mean, this is 6 points for Marvin McNutt, man. I mean, if I'm, you know, playing the fantasy role here, that's a catch and walking into the end zone.
Oh, of course. I mean, that was definitely the dream. Yeah. That, you know, as the ball's in there and I see it, that was my imagine. That's what I imagined happening. But
he had pressure.
He had pressure and he got hit pretty hard. So I mean, I know Nick. He's going to put it up there. So I mean, it just overthrown a little bit.
Yeah. And then you drew the key pass interference penalty on the last drive. Also had a pass in the red zone thrown to you slightly behind you, but you were open. I mean, if I'm David Culley and I'm looking at things, I got to be impressed with Marvin McNutt the first game. Three routes that you worked your way free and created some separation.
Yeah, of course. You know, my goal was basically just get open and make sure that I do everything I can. And as you see there, he gave me a pretty good hold.
Yeah. Did you feel stronger than him on that play?
I did.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, but he got me pretty good in the shoulder pad and kind of pulled me down. But, I mean, I knew I had to get open and do whatever it takes because, you know, that's our job is to get open. And one thing during preseason I felt like I really needed to work on was separation out of my routes and things like that. And Coach Culley saw that I have been doing that pretty well in practice, and mm-hmm. I think that may be a reason why I've got moved up.
How do you create the separation? I mean, I think fans think, well, he runs a 4-3 or a 4-4, whatever it is. That's how you create separation. How do you actually do it?
Well, it's really just the way you stick your routes, the type of releases you get a lot of times, or even the technique that you use on your routes totally. There's a number of things that you can take because, I mean, there's a lot of guys that are really fast still don't create as much separation as they want on all the routes that they want mm-hmm. because they still have to work their technique.
Marvin, every player in the NFL, you're one of the best players in the world. You come inherently with a lot of confidence. So you think you can do it when you get on the field. But to actually go out and do it like you did it yesterday, even though you didn't have a catch, I mean, what does that do for you?
It always builds confidence. And to actually go out and to work your technique and know that it works, it gives you the ability to know that you can do it again and again when the time comes your way. So really, you just got to – It puts that extra confidence in you, not only in the game, but, you know, to do it in practice and to know that you can still work on things, that the things you've been working on helps.
Do you believe that the Marvin McNutt who steps on the practice field and then on Thursday night gets on the field against the Bengals is just going to be that much better a player because you know now, hey, let's go out and do this thing. It's going to work.
You know, that's what I always feel like. I feel like every day you go out and you try to improve. And with the way we practice, I feel like there's no other reason why you couldn't. Mm-hmm. You should go out and, you know, you should be better than your last game every time you step on the field.
How do you get better on the practice squad?
You know, on the practice squad, it's easy because you're going against, you know, the Nnamdi and Cromartie, you know, the first-team defense, and you actually have to, you know, work your way up and go through those things. So when you're practicing against them, it makes it a lot easier, you know, on the other side of the ball when you actually know you're doing your plays.
Mm-hmm. I wonder how much better you are now than you were in April.
You know, I wonder that same thing, and I mean, I hope I improved a lot. And I mean, it definitely feels like I've improved. So right. Hopefully, I just keep going and keep learning and becoming a better wide receiver.
Great scene yesterday with the win and the way the team won and being on the field at the end of the game, and it must have been a remarkable experience.
Oh man, it was a fun experience and one that, you know, you you'll always remember. I mean, your first game you ever get to play is a nail biter at the end of the game, and you're part of it, and it's definitely a great feeling.
Marvin, I know you got to get to a meeting here. Turn your attention to the Cincinnati Bengals. Do you have any idea what to expect from them?
You know, I don't know what their schemes are or anything. I mean, I know their defense is good, and they have some guys, playmakers on the offensive side of the ball, and, you know, we're just going to go out and, you know, do everything we can to try to get another W.
All right, Marvin, congratulations.
Thank you.
More to come from Marvin McNutt. We thank you for joining us in the studio here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.